This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
We hope that you have a great day. We hope you're looking forward to it. If your Thanksgiving is already over somewhere else in the world, we hope it was the best one that you ever had.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're happy. We're just happy.
And all you soldiers, troops from America around the world that are enjoying Thanksgiving in another country today, we say happy Thanksgiving to you. And we appreciate your service.
Okay, honey, you want to read the topic?
Yeah. Well, once we realize our self-worth is based upon God's acceptance of us, our competition with others, especially like this Thanksgiving,
and our family,
stops, and we can enjoy them for who they are and give thanks.
That's right.
Well, there's a great scripture that goes with this, and this is out of Esther. And it has to do with someone who thought he was going to get a lot of acceptance, and it kind of backfired on him. So let's read that together. It's Esther 6, 6 through 12. It says, "So Haman came in, and the king said, 'What should I do to honor a man who truly pleases me?' Haman thought to himself, 'Whom would the king wish to honor more than me?' So he replied, 'Well, if the king wishes to honor someone, he should bring out one of the king's royal robes, as well as a horse that the king himself has ridden, one with a royal emblem on its head. Let the robes and the horse be handed over to one of the king's most noble officials, and let him see that the man whom the king wishes to honor is dressed in the king's robes and led through the city square on the king's horse. Have the officials shout out as they go, 'This is what the king does for someone he wishes to honor.'" See, Haman thought it was going to be him, see? And the king says, "Excellent," the king said to Haman. "Quick, take the robes and my horse and do just as you have said for Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the gate of the palace. Leave out nothing you have suggested." Of course, you know Haman's going, "What?" So Haman took the robes and put them on Mordecai, placed him on the king's own horse, and led him through the city square, shouting, "This is what the king does for someone he wishes to honor." He wasn't real happy. Afterward, Mordecai returned to the palace gate, but Haman hurried home, dejected and completely humiliated. Well, there you go. I mean, Haman was just, he thought he was all that in a bag of chips, you know? And the king chose someone else. But if Mordecai really had known God, if he had known God, he would have known that he's already special. That he didn't need to have a king's robe put on him. He didn't need to ride around the square on the king's horse with an emblem on its head. The one who rides the white horse with a robe dipped in blood, that's the one he can get his affirmation from. You know, so Haman was just, he was off the beaten path. Yeah, but he was humiliated, and we pray that maybe he came to God, you know, through this event. I mean,
well, it all boiled down to he didn't know who he was in Christ, and he felt like all of these things that could, these accolades, these things that could be given to him and presented to him would make him somebody, so he could feel accepted, so he could feel like he was someone.
Yeah.
And so much of that goes on in our families. Well, you know, where you working? Where y'all living? Where you driving?
What kind of house you got now?
Did you get a raise this year? How are your kids?
Yeah.
And so it's in our families. It's the worst.
It definitely is.
It's definitely the worst. And, you know, I look back now as a child and I can understand why this uncle or this cousin, you know, would end up in the car for the rest of the day, or this couple would come and stay for an hour only and they always left, because people get a belly full of that. Mm-hmm. People want to see each other, but once you get past all that, then all this stuff comes up. And if you know if you're hurting, if you're wounded, if you've not, you know, in recovery or have not had any kind of help, mm-hmm. it can be a really, really difficult day, because you get into comparing, you get into feeling less than, and it's a horrible place to be. I've been there. I participated in that kind of thinking right after my divorce, and it was hard to go.
Yeah.
And because you see what you're not, or you see what you don't have anymore, or you're reminded of the way that it used to be, mm-hmm. or whatever. And that's why people drink. That's why people do drugs, and to get through right. these kind of situations. And it's really sad. It really, really is sad.
Yeah, it is.
But it's you know, we don't need to feel like we have to impress anybody.
That's true.
You know, we don't need to. We're loved like crazy.
Yeah.
Already. That's but right. you know, when you're not in that kind of a relationship with God yet, honey, it's hard. This is hard to deal with. We're here to give you some practical suggestions and some spiritual suggestions.
Well, you know, one thing that you can really think of and concentrate on is, you know what? I'm going to ask how everyone else is doing.
That's
that
right.
I meet. When someone says, "Hey, man, how you doing? What's going on in your life?" I'm doing really great. You know what? What's going on with you? Mm-hmm. You know, how are you doing? And mm-hmm. and how are your kids? And how, you know, I mean, it's just, I'm really interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of embellishing, well, yeah, I've got this going on and that going on and this and that. Someone says, "How are you?" You just say, "I'm fantastic, man. I'm doing awesome. Especially now that I'm seeing you." Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just be an encouragement to others. Don't go in there thinking you have to be in competition. This is not a competition.
This is, yeah.
Jesus won the war, mm-hmm. okay? There is no competition when it comes to Christ. Mm-hmm. And if Christ is in you, man, just show his love. What's the greatest commandment? Love the Lord with your mind, your heart, your soul, and love others.
And you know, something else that is very helpful to get your mind out of yourself, because really when we do that, we're thinking about ourselves. Mm-hmm. Go and serve. If you're going to someone's yeah. house, go help with the table, help with the dishes,
yeah.
help serving other people, cleaning it up. And that's a great motive, because sure. they really appreciate that kind of help. And it gets you out of yourself, which is where all that comes from, honey. It's all inward because of pain, because of undealt with stuff. And,
that's right.
And it does help you feel better. I mean,
it does.
You know, we don't want you to just get through it. We want you to enjoy the day. But going and serving mm-hmm. always helped me. I didn't care what yeah. kind of shape I was in. It always just, it's just like magic. I hate to yeah. use that word, but
well, it's
it
magic
is.
For the people that are hosting well, yeah. it as well, of course.
And anytime we get out of ourselves,
sure,
it helps. And like you said, to genuinely ask other people how they are.
Yeah, and be concerned. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, love unconditionally, you know. You may not agree with their lifestyle. You might even agree with what they're doing in their lives. But that you're not the judge.
Right.
Okay, love them unconditionally.
And set boundaries up for yourself. If yeah. there are things that are going on in your life and you really don't want to be asked about it, don't let that keep you from going.
That's right.
Just go and set some healthy boundaries up. And if someone begins to go there, just say, you know, I really want to be here and I love talking to you, but I really am not up for that kind of a conversation. If
yeah.
that's okay, you know, I really would appreciate it.
That's right.
And you they'll know, respect that.
Yeah.
They will.
You know, and thank the people. That hosted the party, or thank your mom or your dad or whatever the case may be, who cooked the turkey and did everything. You know, when you're going to the store and you're buying all this stuff, you know, for Thanksgiving, the turkey and all the stuff with the dressing and cranberry sauce, look at that person who's working there who stocked all that stuff, or the checker who's checking you out, who's been working her tail to the bone. Or that butcher back there who's been preparing all the turkeys. Have you ever said thank you? Mm. Just gone by them and going, you know, man, I know you're busy. You're pricing all these cans and everything. But I just want you to know I appreciate what you did and what you're doing. Because it's going to make my life a little bit easier. And I appreciate it.
And something else that I've done and you've done lots of times, go someplace and serve those that are less fortunate.
Absolutely.
Go to a ministry and serve, and then go to your family gathering. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to do.
Sure.
And then go.
We do that every Christmas.
Or go afterwards.
Every Christmas, you know, we go and we help feed the homeless, about, you know, 1,200-1,300 people. And that's just, that's what Christmas is about, you know. But it's not doing it just on Christmas.
This is Thanksgiving.
It's not doing
it
just on Thanksgiving. You know, I'm talking about both. But it's doing it all year long, you know, serving others.
Right.
You don't have to go to a homeless shelter to serve others. You may just see someone on the road or someone in a store that looks like they're feeling down. You go, you know what, man? You okay?
Yeah. Well, here's one thing that we want to leave you with that you can do that is probably more powerful than probably next to serving. And that is to get with the Lord and tell Him exactly what you're feeling and how you're thinking. If you've got all this negative stuff going on, you'd be surprised. Instead of picking up the phone and gossiping about it or talking on the phone to somebody else about it, you'd be surprised how if you would take that to God and admit to Him. Don't ask Him to help you not be jealous or to help you not to be angry or bitter. Go on and tell Him that you are. Let Him know, I want to go and be with my friends, but I am angry, God.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you know, get with me and us do some business, I'm going to stay this way because I, you know, I'm just at a bad spot. Boy, you'd be surprised how He'll move on that. But you got to admit it to Him first. Don't ask Him to help you not be angry. Go on and tell Him that you are. Tell Him you don't want to go and you want the willingness to go and ask Him to give it to you.
That's true.
That's probably the most powerful thing. And we save that for last. And that comes along with spending time with God having some time with Him prior to.
That's exactly right.
Or maybe, you know, I don't know. You might want to just pray some worship music.
Yeah.
On the way over there, too. Talk out loud to Him. Sing to Him. And if that's new to some of you, it's not weird. It'll change the atmosphere. It will change you.
You know, I want to leave you with this. You know, that once we realize that our true self-worth is based on God's acceptance, we can stop competing with others and enjoy them
for who they are. What
you
a
know
relief.
What? Can you do that? Can we just love them just for who they are? Well, I know somebody who accepted me for who I am. And He accepts everyone for who they are. He doesn't expect you to change. It's not a competition with Jesus. He accepts you for who you are. Do you know Him? Do you know Him? Well, if you don't, if you've never given your life to Christ, what a great day to do it on Thanksgiving. And maybe you thought you had and you've walked away. Well, you know what? He's ready for you. Just like today, a lot of people are having feasts. He's got the feast ready for you. His arms are wide open if you just want to come back to Him. So if you would please pray this prayer of salvation with us. Know that you're saved. And Jesus loves you so much. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to love others unconditionally, like you've loved me. I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, there's one thing I did want to say to everyone listening, because we didn't want to make this a downer. We do know that some of you out there are facing the holidays without a loved one.
Yes.
So I know how you feel. I know what you're going through. And deal with it however you need to. You know, if someone in your family passed away, if you need to go to the cemetery, and that's all you need to do today, give yourself permission.
Yeah.
Okay, so those of you that are grieving, don't be so hard on yourself.
That's right.
Because you got time. You know, you need to just go with the flow and give yourself permission and don't feel bad about saying no.
That's right.
Okay, so we didn't want to leave y'all out.
Absolutely, yeah. And just remember the shortest verse in the Bible: Jesus wept.
And if he did, why can't you? Right.
That's right.
So anyway, have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
However you celebrate Thanksgiving, whoever you're with, if you can't be with the ones you love, love the one you're with.
Yeah.
And give me one to wish you a what, honey?
A happy Thanksgiving.
And keep living it up
while beginning again.